Like a vacuum cleaner, but it's just, you know, just real small.
Oh, then it doesn't have a vacuum.
A what?
What do you call the thing on a vacuum cleaner that collects all the dust? You take it off and empty it?
The bag?
Yeah.
Well, it has one of those.
It has one of those?
It doesn't have a bag. It sort of like has a tray that you can remove from it. Just sort of a tray.
Oh, okay.
It's part of the vacuum cleaner. It's part of it. You can see it. It's just a little tray like that.
So it has to be emptied more often?
Yeah.
Okay. That's weird. I never heard. Okay, when you're mopping your floor, what do you call the thing that you use to keep the soapy water in?
Well, I tell you, at home we use a lot of different things. We can use a small trash can, any kind of a pail or anything. So.
Okay, what's it usually made out of?
Plastic.
Okay, all right, have you seen those new machines that they fit under the counter and you put all your garbage in them and they make it real small? They're brand new. They advertise.
You mean a garbage disposer? You mean you put all your trash in and it mushes it up and makes it real small? Yeah. It's right up under your garbage disposer, right?
Yeah, it fits under there.
Yeah. You mean what is the name of it?
Yeah, what do you call it?
I'm not sure of the name of it.
Well, there are a couple of names. It can either be called a trash presser, or a trash compactor, or a trash masher. Have you heard any of those?
No, I've never had to use it.
Okay.
Because we don't have one.
Neither do we. They seem kind of different. All right, what do you call... Well, I don't know how you do garbage around here. Do you put it out in a big container outside, or... When you're putting it out for garbage...
We put it in a dumpster.
Okay, you have one of those.
Mm-hmm.
If you lived in a house, though, and you're just putting it out on the street or wherever they put it, what kind of thing do you put it in?
Just a big garbage can.
And what are those usually made of?
Tin.
Oh, okay. What color? Are they gray?
Gray.
Okay.
Oh.
What do you call... In some houses, they have a room... Oh, maybe it used to be a porch or something, but they close it in so that you can use it in the wintertime, too. Do you have a name for that?
Say that again. I didn't understand.
Sometimes it can be a porch, or sometimes it can be just a family room. And say it was a porch at one time, and then the family decided they wanted to close it in with glass or a screen or something. Mm-hmm. And probably glass, so that they could use it in the winter time. Do you know of any rooms like that, what they'd be called?
Let's see.
In Florida, they're called Florida rooms.
Really?
Yeah. They usually have big windows around them and old, sort of like lawn furniture. Like a room on the side.
Yeah.
I don't even know if they have houses around here or not.
I don't think so. I know what you're talking about, but I wouldn't know the name. Unless you maybe mentioned it.
There's no names behind. I have no idea what it'd be called around here. Okay, well, there's another kind of room. Say you have a living room and you keep that really formal.
Mm-hmm.
You have another room that has your TV in it and junk like that.
The den.
Okay. Any other names?
That's on called recreation room, something like that, game room.
Okay. Now, supposing you lived in a two-story house, and upstairs you had a bathroom with a toilet, a sink, and a bathtub. Or maybe downstairs you just have a little toilet and a sink.
Yeah, that's how our house is. We call it a half bath.
Okay. Have you ever heard it called a lavatory?
No.
Okay. What kind of heating do you have in your house?
Electric.
Okay, what kind of stove?
Electric.
All right, what other kinds of heating and stoves are there?
Gas. electric and gas, and besides coal, that's the only thing I can think of.
Okay, fine. Do you have an air conditioner?
Yes.
Is it the same unit that heats the house?
No, because the heat is made in the house, but Mama, we bought our own.